Okay, Shalom Aleichem, everybody. Welcome back to our To-Go series. Bereishis To-Go, the Yamim No-Ra'im, Sukkah, Shmiat, Seres, Simchas Torah, all over. We're back to beginning again at the very beginning, Bereishis. Five new Divrei Torah for your Shabbos table. Let's begin now with a beautiful thought from Rabbi Salvechik, Rabbi Tzadok, and Rabbi Nachman. The Medrash in Koheles. This year we read Koheles in Shomrei Torah after Mincha from Shmini Atzeres going to Simchas Torah. Halavai, Bezrat Hashem, we shouldn't do that again. But unique year. Says the Medrash in Koheles, Amri Vahu Mikan, Shei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Bona Olamos Umachrivan. Before he created the world that we know of today, he created other worlds. He was Bona Olamos Umachrivan and destroyed them until he got to the finished product, which is what we have today. Rabbi Salvechik and many others asked the following question: what does this mean? Isn't God perfect? God doesn't make mistakes. What is this Medrash teaching us about HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So the Rav writes, I think it's quoted in Reflection of the Rav, Part 1 by Rabbi Moshe Bezdin, a beautiful idea, a beautiful thought, that we're supposed to follow in God's ways. So if we're supposed to follow in God's ways and God is perfect, then that's a lot of pressure. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is modeling for us that it is okay to make mistakes. That also not just modeling that ability, not that God actually made mistakes, but modeling that notion. But not only that, but rebuilding. That get back up again. To get back up and to try again. And very often through life, we are going to try and we're going to not be successful. We're going to hit a wall. We're going to fail. And our job right now, and this is reflected every single year, Simchas Torah, we get back up again. We may have finished the whole Torah, we may have not finished the whole Torah, especially this year. Some of us heard all the parashios and some of us didn't, but we're going to do it again. We're going to get back up. Rabbi Nachman writes the following. He says, it's not really true. Chazal teach us, kol haschalos chashos. All beginnings are difficult. Is that really true? Every beginning that we have is exciting. The first few weeks usually go awesome. But then what happens after those few weeks, whether it's a new job, it's a new relationship, it's starting and opening a new sefer, a new, minyan we're going to, it gets dafyomi, it gets exciting in the beginning. It's not hard, it's easy. And then we hit a wall. It gets challenging. So Rabbi Nachman says, we have to understand those words, kol haschalos chashos, a little bit differently. When is the real beginning? When you began, that's not real. Because Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving you a gift to just get kick-started, to show you that you can do it. The real Haskalah begins after one hits that wall. And that's why the Or HaChaim says, as the Torah begins with a base, we all have two beginnings. Nobody is perfect. Nobody's going to get it right the first time. It's our job to have a second beginning. Rav Tzadok writes this idea also when it comes to our davening. Hashem tzfasai tiftach, ufi yagir tihilasecha. Hashem, we know it is hard to open up our mouths. We need your help in doing that. Ki rak b'haschala tiftach, t'chol haschala skoshos, rachachach, ufi yagir memela me'atzmo, kitam ha-shivin Hashem elecha v'neshuva, t'chol tzarek siyat d'shmaya. That our beginnings, like Rav Nachman says, Rav Tzadok writes, our beginnings need help. And when we open up our mouth to daven, it is not easy to daven. Whether we're davening at home with a minyan, it is not easy. And we need siyata deshmaya, we need to daven to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That is thought number one from the Rav, Rav Tzadok, and Rabbi Nachman. Continue a beautiful thought from the Netziv about relationships, about marriage. Adam and Chava get married. V'im Hashem Elokim lo tov heyosa Adam levado. Man shouldn't be alone. I'm going to make for him a partner. E'esa lo ezer kinegdo. I'm going to make an ezer, a helper that is going to be kinegdo, be against him. And all the Mefarshim point out, these are contrasts. These are opposites, an oxymoron. Ezer kinegdo, a helper that is opposite, that doesn't work. So it says in Etziv that a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us our spouses. He puts people around us that are kinegdo, that the kinegdo, the hisnagdus of having people like that around us help us grow. And that becomes an Azer. Of course, we shouldn't marry somebody that is completely the opposite of who we are. We have to have similarities, similar goals, similar dreams in life. But ultimately, there are points where we are different. Men and women are different beings. We are different people. And we are put into relationships with our spouses. I would extend this also to our children, dafka with people that are going to be hisnagdos. They're going to be misnagid, that they are there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put them there for us to grow. That's Azer Kenegdo. The Kenegdo is the Azer. Chassidish a spin on a vort from the Nitziv. Continuing on is a very famous and well-known midrash about the sun and the moon from Rabbi Weinberger. Bernard Weinberger, the great Shemin HaTov, one of the great Ravs, Rabbanim, of the 20th and 21st centuries. He says the following, quotes the Medrash, the sun and the moon were created originally, Shnei Ma'oros HaGadolim, as two luminaries in the sky, the same size. Then the Pasuk continues by saying that there was more Gadol and the more Katan, the big luminary, the sun, and the small luminary, the moon. What's the difference? Why is it like that? What happens? So the Medrash tells us that the moon complained. Hey God, there can't be two rulers up here in Shemayim ruling. You know, one of us needs to have the crown. You can't have two rulers, the Shnei Ksarim. One person needs to have the crown on their head. So Kadosh Baruch Hu said, you know what? You're right. And then he was Mema'it, the moon. He made the moon smaller. He shrunk the moon and he made the sun bigger. The moon only comes out at night, you know, and not during the day. So asks Rav Weinberger, if the moon was right, why did he get punished? Why didn't the sun get punished? No, it's a simple question. I think maybe as kids we intuited it, but we didn't know to ask. And he says the following. He says, it's the moon wasn't necessarily wrong in his question, but maybe the question shouldn't have been asked to begin with. Why? You see, there can't be two people running or ruling something. Running something, or you know, being in charge of something together, being partners together. But the language of what was the goal of the sun and the moon? They're supposed to be ozrim. They're supposed to help one another to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the moon didn't understand it that way. The moon viewed himself as a ruler over others. And God said, if you view yourself as a ruler and not as a helper, then you're right. You cannot be the same size as your partner in the sky, as the sun. You need to be smaller, because if there is a ruler, there can only be one ruler, and there then can be servants. But if you two were both servants or helpers to God, then you could be the same size. You got it all wrong. Did this happen? Did this not happen? There's a message here in this medrash. And that is, you know, we just spoke about marriage a moment ago. Are the two people, the couples, are they ruling over one another? Are they ruling over the members of their household? Or are they ozrim? Are they there as servants to one another to help each other out, to fulfill their missions and goals in life, and to help bring out the greatness and potential of everybody in their household? I think of the great Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Aaron Lichtenstein and Rav Yehuda Amital, who did it together. It's not so easy. Usually there has to be Yesh Makom al Rosh to have for one person. Sometimes it can be worked out. Right? Usually what happens in a partnership in a business, the main reason why people break up is that distrust. Where does that distrust come from? It's that they stop viewing themselves as working together, but one has to have power over the other. When that happens, there cannot be that symbiotic relationship between the two rulers. If they were Ozrim, it can. And we have to ask ourselves in our own homes, what are we? What is our role? We need to be more of helpers, Ozrim, servants, and less of rulers when it comes to the people around us. The fourth idea, as we've been learning every week, is a beautiful thought from Rabbi Lam. And I was preparing the shiur, Sarah looked at my sources and she said, oh, you're quoting this Rabbi Lam, it's your favorite thought. This probably is my favorite drasha from Rabbi Lam. I've quoted it very often in Parshas Balak. You can ask me offline why Parshas Balak or in the comments. Rabbi Lam says the following. It's a question really of the Rambam and any others. Adam and Chava sinned. After Adam and Chava sinned, the Torah says, V'yifkechu einei shneihem. their eyes were opened up. And the Rambam says, what do you mean their eyes were opened up? Did they not have eyes before that were not open? Were they blind? Could they not see before? What does that mean? And now their eyes are opened. So he quotes the great Komarna Rebbe, who says the following, that man initially was endowed with two sets of eyes, two ways of viewing life, two eyes of vision, two kinds of vision. There's ene ruach, the eyes of flesh, and ene basar, the eyes of the spirit. The ene basar, just look at what's physically in front of you, the physical and material outlook of mankind. They offer a direct channel to the senses. They're just, all they are is sight. I have a table over here. There are svarim behind me. I see a window next to me. There are people walking outside my window. That is utilizing my ene basar. I see what's in front of me. What are ene ruach? They're eyes of the soul. This means spiritual vision, insight, not just sight. They are the ayin hamisateret. They are the ability to see the potential, greatness, kedusha in everything. We don't just see a dining room table. It's kedusha. It's Shabbos table. It's not a home. It's not a house. It's a place to house the Shekhinah. It's not a place that has pews and tables and chairs and books. It's a basic knesset in view of kedusha. It's not a person. It's not a student. It's an neshama. There's something deeper there. How do we look at the world with any basar or any ruach? And he says, after man sinned, after Adam and Chava sinned, v'tipachna ene shteihem. Initially, all they had was ene ruach. That's why they could sit around not wearing any clothing, and there was nothing wrong, because they didn't see anything like that. They saw the neshama. They didn't see the physicality. But after man sinned, v'yifkechu ene shteihem, what is our dominant way of looking at the world? Ene basar, through the eyes of the flesh. And it's our job and our role and mission in this life to subdue the ene basar and utilize our ene ruach. That is the fourth thought. And moving on to number five, a beautiful thought from Rav Nevensol, the Rav Harashi of the old city of Yerushalayim. I saw this thought last year in his Sefer on the Yamim Noraim. And he quotes the Chazal from our Parsha. At the end of Shabbos, we make the bracha, Borei Morei Ha'esh, on the Havdalah, right? And we've been making that bracha, Yak Nahaz, every single week, Borei Morei Ha'esh. Why do we make that bracha on Motzei Shabbos? Because the Gemara in Pesachim says that's when fire was created. Fire was created then. Adam saw how fire was created, Dugma Shamala, and he put rocks together and he created fire. Ask Rav Nevensol, God is perfect. Why did God not create fire as part of Sheshes Yemei Bereishis? Why was it not one of the 6 days of creation? Why was it not there? God forgot about it? What happened? So he says something so beautiful. This goes back to our initial thought about Hashem modeling for us. What happens every Friday? We are so busy. We are running like crazy from place to place. And so often, what happens, right? We got to close up the office. You got to finish this deal. You got to make that phone call. You got to, you know, close this account. You know, I have to write more notes. And eventually, we have to leave the office. We have to go home. And invariably, every single Shabbos, we leave stuff to do. We forget to do everything because we don't have all the time. And even when it comes to our own homes, this wasn't cooked enough. We missed out on this. I forgot to make the rice. I forgot to do. So what is the Kaddish Baruch Hu modeling for us? That even he forgot to make the rice. Even he did not close out all of the accounts. Fire was left after Shabbos, to Moshe Shabbos, to model for us that we can't finish everything, that we need to close the books. We need to leave the office to prepare for Shabbos. Shabbos is that significant that Hashem said, I'm running out of time. I need to go and make Shabbos for the entire universe. I need to do it right now. Even if it means I miss out on making something, you know, creating something so significant such as fire. Shabbos is more important. So every single time you leave our offices, this is something that we have to have in mind. And I know it's not easy. It's very challenging, especially these days trying to get in so much to do with all of the anxiety that we're feeling. Not only that, but I think every single time we make this bracha, on Moshe Shabbos, that Havdalah, Borei Morei Ha'ish. What's the Kavanah that we have in mind? The Kavanah is, Hashem, I'm doing it for you. I love Shabbos so much. I get in the zone on Shabbos. I love it so much. Everything is off. It's shut off. I love it. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. I know I didn't finish everything, but just like you didn't, I didn't as well. And that is our five to go for Parshas Bereishis 5781. We had a beautiful thought from Rabbi, kicked it off with Rabbi Salvechik, Rabbi Tzadok with Nachman. We moved to the Nitziv Ezer Kenegdo, the Shneim Oros HaGadolim, Mor Gadol, Mor Katan of Rangberger, Rabbi Lam, amazing idea, the two sets of eyes, and finally finished it up with Rabbi Victor Nevensol. There's always more to do, and we got to do Shabbos. That is the most important and most significant. I wish everybody a tremendous, tremendous Shabbos. Kol Tov, take care.